Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jeff Romsdahl. And Jeff, welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking time and joining us. I see you got the coffee. You're warming up a little bit from the cold outside, but we've got super amazing things happening in Jamestown this weekend. This thing is going to be massive. It's its first year, but I just know from here on out, it's going to continue to grow. Hockey Day North Dakota comes to Jamestown January 18th through the 20th. And Jeff, we'll just go right to it. You know, this all started from an idea, and it just really snowballed into what it's going to be this weekend. So would you mind kind of like running us through where this idea came from for Hockey Day North Dakota?
Yeah, you know, hockey is such a, it's a sport that grows. It's grown from out in the outdoor rinks. Out in the cold, in the snow, whatever the elements are. But the unique thing I always tell people about hockey is it's different than sandlot baseball or backyard football because you got to have ice, you know, to play the sport.
Yep.
And so ice hockey, obviously, I mean, you can play roller hockey, what have you, but ice hockey. So, you know, all of us sort of have this connection to playing outdoor hockey. It's something special. It's something unique to the game. If you ask, you watch on New Year's Day, they have the Winter Classic. The NHL has Winter Classic. You know, it's all the roots of the game. So the idea really came from growing up here in town, McElroy Park, the outdoor rink. Dad used to take us down there, a bunch of us kids, and we'd play hockey for hours and hours and, you know, freeze, go in and warm up, what have you. Play for hours. I mean, I don't even know how many hours, all day. and as a kid, you know, coming back to town, I came back to town here in 97 after a stint out of town, but looking at McElroy Park and going down there and skating, I just noticed that there wasn't a lot of improvement, you know, in it. And I thought, you know, it'd be really cool to put up an outdoor rink. And it started just tossing around the idea. How about, you know, of course, that's over 20 years ago, but how about having a standing game, a standing high school game, build a nice rink, talk to all of the teams that play at home for the season and have a standing outdoor game. And that's sort of where the idea came, never really came to fruition. But then sitting talking to some guys and Cole Bell, the University of Jamestown Jimmy coach, second season year now, beginning of last season, we're sitting having a beer down at the grill and we'd start talking about the idea. And I said, well, let's just make it happen.
Yeah.
And then here we are today.
And here it is. Like we have now the first ever Hockey Day ND happening in Jamestown. And like I said, hopefully it becomes a staple event where it's every year. It's like Hockey Day ND coming back to Jamestown.
Right.
I'm really excited for this. And it's taken a lot of work, Jeff, to get up to this point. A lot of fundraising, a lot of construction. But it looks like that rink is pretty ready for some games this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely ready. It's kind of amazing how it comes together. You start... You start pouring water in the cold weather, it turns to ice. It's amazing.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's weird how that works, right?
Well, but, you know, it's everything from, it's the details, right? It's, you know, starting, we started back in May buying this arena from a company, Becker Arena Products, down in the cities. Great guys down there to deal with, set us up with this rink. This rink, the arena actually is from Hopkins, Minnesota, just a little detail there. It's a 1990 rink that they upgraded to a new one. This company traded it in. We also got the Zamboni we bought from the downtown, the old Depot ice skating rink in the center of Minneapolis. They decided to get rid of the ice and make more convention space. And so we bought this Zamboni. I mean, it's just kind of
come together. It's all kind of come together a little bit.
It's been great.
Yeah.
The people that we have involved, I mean, it doesn't happen without the people, right?
Right, right.
So we've had some awesome people involved and people that just roll up their sleeves and don't even hesitate. Just get in and dig in and help out.
It makes those things possible.
Right.
Jeff Romsdahl again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. Hockey Day ND is this weekend, the 18th through the 20th, and this is on the University of Jamestown campus. They used Allen Field, which is a nice little space. And I should ask, because I'm sure people are wondering too, Jeff, is this rink going to be a permanent winter fixture, or is it going to be able to be taken down so that field remains? Because I know there's probably some alumni that are like, oh no, the field, but it's getting some use this winter, which it probably doesn't usually get.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a great question.
Yeah.
That's one of our agreements with Paulie Peterson, president of UJ and the college, is we tear the rink down when it gets warm enough to do so. It's a beautiful field. We excavated the ground. Obviously, it's got to be flat.
Right.
You know? So we had to excavate the ground starting even way back when the snow went away last spring. To make it a nice field. And actually by, you know, August, it had good grass and it looks really nice.
Awesome.
I think that planned, because it's such a nice flat surface, to do many things out there. Well, now you can. Cool.
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice grass field though in the spring once we've got a little grass seeding to do yet, where we had to re-excavate a little bit. But no, it'll be, it's a beautiful setting. I mean, that whole area, you know, the idea was, is let's fundraise and build this thing, or buy the boards rink, figure it out.
Right.
And then I got to thinking, man, it would look so nice here right in the center of campus. Can we make it fit on Allen Field? Sure enough, we went and stepped it off. And
just perfect.
Perfect. And that's, you know, it's a little mini. A lot of people haven't been on that beautiful campus.
Yeah.
It's a mini Ivy League type campus. Beautiful setting.
I'm dumbfounded that people haven't made it up there, because even just getting to go through there 5 miles per hour, or just walking around the campus during the summertime, spring, fall, winter is even gorgeous around this time of the year. So a great setting for Hockey Day ND, the first ever happening in Jamestown. And there's going to be a lot of teams playing this weekend, Jeff.
Yes, there is actually, there's a total of 13 game slots on the outdoor rink. And I say game slots because there's actually several games in two of the different slots where they play half ice. We kick it off on Friday afternoon with the termites and mini mites, the little guys. And no worries, moms. We've got plenty of places to keep kids warm. We've got Redhead Rebel, the storage company, has donated four of these storage pods that are perfect for locker rooms. We'll have heat in those. And, you know, kids get too cold, we'll definitely make sure that we keep them warm.
Yeah.
But they'll play cross ice games. And then there's a girls' high school game on Friday night. The Blue Jays play Bismarck, so that'll be exciting. The PWAs, Bantamays, I happen to get the privilege to coach the PWAs, along with Brad Schock and Oren Rambo. We coach that team on the very first game on Hockey Day, Saturday morning. So that's a true privilege.
Yeah.
The kids are excited. Then the Bantamays following that, and we've got two more high school games. People can't believe we've got all these, you know, higher level games out there, but yes.
Yeah.
Bismarck Century plays Minot. That's going to be a great game. That's at noon, high noon. The Blue Jay boys take on Williston at 2:15. The UJ Jimmies start a brand new rivalry once again with UMary.
UMary's got a good team. They do. And the Jimmies, though, I mean, don't count out the Jimmies. They got a good team, too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I just want to make sure that everybody knows it's going to be a good game.
And it's going to be outside, which, I mean, that atmosphere and you don't get to see those games outdoors often. Like you said, it got its start there, but most of it moved indoors, so it's going to be something real special this weekend.
And then outdoors under the lights.
Under the lights.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing. So get out to Hockey Day ND. It's this weekend in Jamestown. Jeff, people can get tickets ahead of time. Can they do that? Or you just recommend they show up?
They can actually, you know, I thought about that. They can still. We've got them on. There's a place on our website you can go to actually get tickets and apparel.
Awesome.
So go to our website, hockeynd.com. Also search our Facebook page, which is Hockey Day North Dakota.
Okay.
And then just look for the place to check out. But yeah, you can definitely get tickets online. There's an online checkout system, like a lot of others.
Yeah, and affordable too. We got to point that out.
Yeah.
$10 for adults, right? And then 18 and under free.
18 and under. Yeah, we're That's sending out huge. Flyers to all the schools in town. And, you know, we want kids to come and enjoy this. And, you know, this is all about building the game. And it's such a great sport. You know, we tell the group that we have that puts us on is Pure Hockey Skills.
Right.
We started this group. This will be our fifth or sixth year where we have spring skills camps. Skills camps, some throughout the season, but not many, mostly concentrate in the spring. Then we have spring teams, traveling teams, Flyers, AAA hockey that we go around, and we're real competitive. And it's a lot to do with the skills that we're building. But we always say this, is that, you know, it's not just teaching the game of hockey, which we love and we're passionate about, but it's teaching kids life skills. You know, that's really what it's about, and teach them to be good kids. And you know, hockey's a great way, a great avenue to be able to teach life skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, North Dakota, Minnesota, I mean, the frigid temperatures, it's just the ideal sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, Hockey Day ND is this weekend. And I do want to point out one more thing, Jeff, before we wrap up here, inclement weather is going to happen. It's going to be real cold, but there's going to be a lot of heat sources and food, if you will, that'll help warm some people up while they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got, actually, they've opened up the cafeteria to us. So we've got every player that's playing this will get a free meal that Pure Hockey Skills, our group, is purchasing from the cafeteria.
Awesome.
But the families can go in there and have a meal. We've got one of the local vendors that has a bunch of food. We've got the local donut vendor that's going to be there, the mini donuts. The softball team, the baseball team, they're serving candy and pop and hot chocolate and and brats and hot dogs. I mean, we've got it all there. We've got actually a stick vendor coming, a hockey stick vendor.
Awesome.
He's selling sticks, going to be demonstrating sticks. He's going to have a shooting area. There's going to be games for kids. We've got bean bags out there and different games that Nick Bruns is providing from his little business there. But, you know, and I don't want to forget all day Sunday we play. You know,
yeah,
I didn't mention
don't
Sunday.
Don't forget Sunday. Yeah.
There's six game slots all day Sunday. And then opposite of this, we got a Jamestown Tourism was really kind to us. And, you know, I can't take all the time to mention all the great sponsors.
Right.
First Community Credit Union was great. Steve Schmidt's a friend of mine, president of First Community Credit Union. And they stepped up to bat right away. That might have started with the beer in my garage talking about it, hockey day. But he's a great guy. And First Community Credit Union, what an outstanding group to just step up right away and be our title sponsor. I mean, that really kicked us off. And then, my company, Central Sales, Hugo stepped up here late in the game. And they're a top sponsor along with Ringdahl EMS. And, going back to Jamestown Tourism, they stepped up right away, too. Drinking out of a Jamestown Tourism mug here, I see, actually.
But it's cross promotion. That's how we do it here. Yeah.
No, but they were great. You know, they gave us a $6,500 grant, and we've got to spend so much of that on promotion and advertising, which we're doing. But boy, what a outstanding bunch of businesses in town and organizations. The Jamestown Rural Fire Department, I shouldn't say Jamestown. I suppose it's Sutsman County. But man, they've been out there flooding the last several days, late at night.
Yep.
Ty Yatskis and the guys were out there. Four of them were out there last night. They're out there again today, helping us put more layers on over the logos. And, you know, there's just a lot of people helping out. And I can't say enough to, you know, guys like Kent Sortland and Eric Nordstrom and Nick Bruns and Autumn Wang. And
the list just goes on.
Yeah. So, you know, going back to you and I are talking about, and I don't know if we have time for it.
No, but, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as a kid and growing up lost my dad, Fran. A lot of people in the community knew my dad, Fran.
Yeah,
you know,
he
passed away in 2014, but he was a big hockey guy. A lot of people don't know that because later in life he was a basketball guy, but, you know, he's the one who got us skating.
Yeah.
He used to tell stories of taking us to Wilson Arena as kids and bawling our eyes out, but making sure that we still went to open skate, you know, and it's a big dedication from the parents. But going back to the day, you know, Dad talked about, I asked Dad, you know, how did you get involved in hockey? Well, he lived in Fergus Falls up until middle school age, and he lived across the street from Cleveland Arena, which is right near Cleveland School, grade school. And his front window looked at a rink there, and then he would tell me about him and his brother Bob, a year younger than him, would go over and watch the high school play outdoors. They'd practice outdoors, I think even play games outdoors. And they would go over there and watch them play, and sticks are brittle. They'd throw their broken sticks over the boards, go grab a new one. And they would go grab their sticks and tape and glue them back together, grab some old figure skates, learn how to play. And that's where it started. You know, the whole game starts outdoors.
Yeah.
And, then he went on to play for Moorhead. He was a good goaltender and actually was recruited up to UMD Duluth Bulldogs.
Dang.
He only didn't follow that path very long because they quit their engineering program and moved back to NDSU. But he ended up, he was the first team to play at the Coliseum. So he played all of his whole career games outdoors, every single game.
His
senior year.
Wow.
And they finally got an indoor rink. So you just think about that. That's not that long ago.
No, it's not. You know? But I love, you know, it kind of just encompasses the whole thing. Like you said, it started outdoors, everything moved indoors. You took it on, you got interested in hockey, you played hockey, and then we just come right back to it. We're back outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, I love the, it's just the circle, you know, we've made it full circle now. So we really want people to get out. It's hockey day ND in Jamestown, 18th, 19th, 20th, go enjoy games, food, and just really the camaraderie and everything with it.
Right.
And Jeff, real quick, one more time, the Facebook page and website, if they have any questions or want to learn more, purchase apparel.
Absolutely. Search us on Facebook at Hockey Day North Dakota. And our website is HockeyDayND.com, HockeyDayND.com. If you Google Hockey Day North Dakota,
you'll find
a bunch of stuff out there. It's pretty cool.
That's where I found a lot of it.
Us hockey people are a little bit passionate about the game. It may be crazy at times. I do have my own backyard outdoor pond hockey rink, host the pond hockey tournament with a bunch of buddies every year.
Yeah.
But from playing from when I was three, coaching, officiating, you know. And you mentioned our outdoor hockey day was inspired by Hockey Day in Minnesota. I don't want to leave that out.
Oh, for sure. You get a little inspiration from others.
We actually last year, last year it took place. I went to high school and played high school hockey at St. Cloud. I've got a lot of relatives down there. My mother lives down there. And it was right in front of my high school, St. Cloud Tech.
Wow.
And so we decided to gas up the bus and take our Pee Wee A team down there. Brad Schock and I and Brett Stocker coached that team last year. And we bussed the kids down there and took in that whole day. And we're really inspired by that. And by that time, we already had things in motion.
For sure.
To do Hockey Day North Dakota. So got a lot of ideas by hockey. And then a friend of mine has become a friend, Brian Schoenborn, was the chair of Hockey Day Minnesota last year. And he did a wonderful job. So they've helped us out. We could not have done this on our own or alone. We've had a lot of people helping us, but that's been a big inspiration. Hockey Day Minnesota certainly was what we're trying to branch off of. So
awesome. Well, we have our very own Hockey Day ND now that we can look forward to every year. And Jeff, we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.